The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
KNUS Denver, a Salem Media Group station.
This is Wake Up with Randy Corporan on News Talk 710 KNUS.
We're back hour two at 10:02. Just flipped over to 10:03 on your Saturday. I'm Randy Corporan, your pumped up purveyor of principled, passionate patriotism. And it is so good to have you along on this gorgeous looking Saturday. 72 degrees in Aurora, 75 degrees in hell, or Denver. And phone lines have been hot. Text messages have been hot. And this next interview that we're going to play for you is hot as well. Congresswoman from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, very controversial. A text message came in about her being an anti-Semite. It's just a joke. Don't believe what you read in the left-wing media. Look at people's actual quotes and the context of the quotes and make a decision for yourself. But she will be in Colorado on August the 6th at the Lincoln Day dinner in El Paso County. And we grabbed her on the Stephen Tubbs show last Wednesday, my last day after a few weeks filling in for Stephen while he was out. And I thought the interview was absolutely terrific. And for those of you who can't listen in the afternoon, I wanted to make sure to share this interview with you as well. So from Wednesday's Stephen Tubbs show, me and Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, so I'm Randy Corporan from Saturday mornings, 9 to noon. Wake Up with Randy Corporan, and I have really enjoyed these last few weeks with you in the afternoon. But it just doesn't matter when I'm on. Wake Up means get your head and your body back into the game. Beat back the misinformation, the misdirection, the outright anti-Americanism of the media machine, the radicals in control of the Democrat Party, and everybody that lets them get away with it. You know we have our own monster warrior queen, Lauren Boebert. And in fact, she joined us last Friday for, what was it, like 40 minutes or so. It's just a great interview. She killed it. But truly, there is nobody better than our next guest, the notorious one, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Good afternoon, madam.
Hi, Randy. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
It is so great to talk to you again. Where are we speaking to you from?
I'm actually at home in Georgia, thank God, not in the swamp.
Yeah, it's hot out there these days. So this time of year is the worst time in the world to be out there. I am so excited that you're coming to Colorado, and I have seen you when I've been in Washington, D.C. You would fly by at, you know, CPAC or someplace, and but there were about 40,000 people around you, so I never tried to get close enough to have a conversation. But I am really – you're actually coming out for my birthday. You're going to be in El Paso County for their Lincoln Day dinner Friday, August 6th. My birthday is on the 7th, so I've asked, you know, Vicky Tompkins to make sure that it's a very special birthday celebration for me. And, of course, we'll have your keynote speech as well.
That is great. Well, I'm so excited. I'll be there for your birthday party one day early.
It's going to be.
Yeah, I cannot wait. Coming out Friday, August 6th, coming out for the Lincoln Day dinner, and I'm just tickled to be the keynote speaker. So I'm excited to meet great patriots. I love going all across the country, and my good colleague, Lauren Boebert, she's got some really great people, so I can't wait to come out to Colorado.
Yeah, very, very excited about it. And, you know, I'm the Republican National Committee man, so I am kind of in this middle position with one foot sort of in the swamp. We've got all of the longtime Republicans, the donors, the advisors, the longtime elected officials. And then we've got, you know, the up and comers who are willing to take a punch and throw a punch. And based on where we are in our country right now and what I've seen, you know, the successes of President Donald Trump sort of setting the standard for what it takes to win in 21st century politics, I am always so excited when I get a chance to talk to a fighter. And you have proven that. I mean, you were stripped of your committees because you refused to not speak your mind. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, thank you. And guess what? It gave me a lot of free time. And Republicans aren't getting anything accomplished on committees right now anyway. So it really was a great gift. And it hasn't held me back. I've spent a lot of time on the floor calling for recorded votes, forcing all 435 members of Congress to actually vote instead of passing these massive bills and ridiculous, crazy socialist or even communist spending bills, you know, by voice. That's what they do. They want to pass it by voice. So I think I've definitely put my time into Congress in a much better way, holding Congress accountable, and it's paying off.
There is no question about that. I had a breakfast this morning that included a couple of Colorado state elected officials, and we're in horrible minorities in Colorado right now with Democrat governor, both houses of our legislature in Democrat hands. And it is certainly an effective and necessary strategy to run interference, call for roll call votes, take up the time to debate. And it frustrates me that there are so many Republicans who don't realize the value of making sure that Democrats take every minute that's required in order to pass something if you're not in a position to effectively stop it. So thank you for that. It's boring. It's grueling. It sucks. And it's some of the best things you can do when you're in the minority.
Oh, yeah, it's worth it. I'm a business owner. That's what I've always done. I think it's completely worth it. Anytime you bring accountability to every single person, you know what, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. Everyone should know how their representative votes. And that's why calling for recorded votes is the way to do it. You know, it slows down the process. It makes everyone think, do I really want to be on record voting for this? Because everyone will know I voted for it. So I think it's fantastic. It's the way to make Congress work for the people, and it's good customer service, and that's what this government is supposed to be. It's supposed to be for the people. So it's well worth the time, no matter how boring or how mad people get at you. You just sit in there, dig in, and do the right thing, and guess what? You come out a winner, and people will be happy with you.
Talking with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and whenever you hear a politician, especially a Republican politician, say, you know, I'm going to Washington, D.C. to make government work, to bring both sides together, to work across the aisle, run as far and as fast away from them as you can. Because right now, given the direction, the ideology, the policies of the Democrat Party, there should be no compromise. There should be no reaching across the aisle. This is fight, 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 fight to the death.
That's right. Oh, absolutely. No, there shouldn't be. Right now, the Democrats, everything they're trying to do is socialism, or it's disgusting, woke, evil, basically. They've destroyed gender. They don't believe in male and female anymore. They want to pass abortion up until day of birth, and they want you to pay for it. They don't want to say the name mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, son, daughter. As a matter of fact, that's against the rules in the 117th Congress. We're not supposed to say family names. And they want the Green New Deal. And that is the most dangerous thing they're doing. It is literally written in every single bill that they're passing. AOC is finally getting her wish, and she's celebrating every single day. That's why you see her skipping all around and happy as can be with President Joe Biden, because he is doing her bidding, and Nancy Pelosi doesn't do anything to stop her. So with this type of agenda coming from the Democrats, there is no bipartisanship. You can't work across the aisle with socialism. It just doesn't work. And so the Republicans in Congress, there should only be one thing that we should all be doing, and we should all be doing it together, is we should be voting no against every single thing they come up with. And it's a no-brainer. This is what we should be doing for the next 2 years until we can do everything we can to take back the majority.
I've taken criticism here in Colorado in my role as national committee man, and that puts me on the executive committee of the state party as well. for talking about the value of primaries and, you know, empowering the voice of the grassroots and steel sharpening steel as campaigns and candidates fight each other through a primary. And I understand that it's my job. I have to stay neutral in those primaries, which means I would never pick a victor or talk about or promote, you know, my favorite candidate in a primary. But I refuse to stop talking about it or promoting organizations that are looking to have robust primaries, because that's the only way the grassroots has to really resend their message to the Republican Party.
That's right. No, that's absolutely right. And that's how I got elected. Same as Lauren Boebert. That's how she got elected. We were not the establishment picks. That's not the type of candidates, you know, either one of us are. I'm a small business owner, own a commercial construction company. We do work in about 11 different states. I also owned a CrossFit gym. It's one of the premier gyms in the Southeast that trains CrossFit Games athletes. And that's been my background, but I'm also very proud mom of three kids who are now all grown up, and you know, Lauren, same similar background. Her kids are younger than mine, and they're adorable, her four boys. But here's the thing: we both had to fight our way in. We weren't picked by the NRCC. We weren't groomed by Kevin McCarthy. We weren't supported by the women's PACs that pick the perfect Republican women. You know, and I'm not a sorority girl. That's not who I've ever been. I've always been hardworking, and I'm a Christian, and I'm dedicated to my beliefs. And I'm also very proud to be an American, because it's allowed me to have the life that I've lived. And the whole reason why I ran for Congress is because I really got sick and tired and fed up. I know what the Democrats are doing. I know who they are. They're the complete enemy of our country. They're the hate America party that is doing everything they can to put our Constitution through a shredder, and it disgusts me. But what infuriated me even more was the Republicans, who just sat back and was allowing it to happen, and they didn't support President Trump, especially the first 2 years. And then for the media to slander Republican voters and Trump supporters and call us Nazis and fascists every single day, simply because we love our president and we want America first and we want to defend our freedoms. You see, we're the type of people, we have to fight our way in through primaries.
I just thought that was a perfect spot to stop the interview that we did last Wednesday on the Stephen Tubbs Show with Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, in light of the guests I had in the first hour from my sponsors, primary the ruling class.com. They'll be in town on Tuesday and presenting at the Arapaho Tea Party meeting. You can get information at Facebook. The event is on Facebook. It's also at eventbrite.com. Just start typing Arapaho Tea Party and it'll should populate. It did for me just a few minutes ago. And but it's exactly why, even as Republican National Committee man, even as Colorado GOP Executive Committee member, that I am happy to sponsor a group that focuses on America First candidates and primaries. Lauren Boebert and MTG were opposed by the Republican Party because we had incumbents. And I will honor the rule and the pledge that I make as Republican National Committee man or GOP Executive Committee person to stay neutral in primaries. I will not pick a side on any Republican candidate, or I'll terminate those positions if I feel so strongly that I have to. But I don't think that that stops me from talking about or supporting groups that understand the power of primaries to make our party stronger. Text messages coming in. It's annoying to me, though I love MTG, that she continues to speak about socialism. What's going on is far more nefarious than socialism. True. But, you know, a lot of people aren't ready for that conversation yet. So I don't mind socialism. It's a good transition into some of the outright communist policies and efforts and self-described communists that are running in charge of the Democrat Party right now. So I agree with the texter, and I agree with MTG in the way that she talks about things. We've got about 8-9 minutes of the MTG interview to do. Just looking at time here. I guess we'll go ahead and start it up. We may pause it one more time to get to our break And then we'll wrap it up on the other side. We'll get back to your calls, 303-696-1971, 696-1971. More from Wednesday's Stephen Tubbs Show with the notorious Marjorie Taylor Greene.
But I think it's really important, and here's what I've been saying. I'm getting calls from all over the country, from candidates, America First candidates, and grassroots candidates that are asking me to endorse them. But I'm saying no right now, and I tell you why I'm saying no, and this is so important, Randy, and you'll understand it. We don't want to be the kingmakers. We want the people to be the kingmakers. We want to allow these candidates to have a platform and help them get their voices out there, as every candidate should. But I don't want to get in the place of picking a candidate for the people. That's not right for me to do. So I've been saying no because I believe in handing the power back to the people. And I want the people to pick their candidate, and I want them to fight for them and get this person elected, whoever they choose, get them elected. And then when they get to Congress, you send them straight to me, because I'm going to show the ropes and I'm going to bring them in with open arms. If they're America First, I want to help them succeed. And we need an army of America First members in Congress.
100% talking with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia, who will be in Colorado August 6th at the El Paso County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. That is going to be a hoot. And it does seem like the establishment it's okay for the establishment to pick the winners and the losers. You know, they'll throw money against a grassroots favorite in order to keep an establishment candidate in. But, you know, if we start speaking up or talk about at least the value of letting the actual citizens who fund and hopefully vote for the Republican Party, then you're stepping outside of your lane. And I just won't tolerate it. They can throw me out if they want, but I'm not going to shut up until that day comes.
Right. Well, that's the right thing to do. And then after the primary, what we all have to do is rally around who our Republican nominee is, and then get them elected, right? That's what we do. We get them elected, we defeat the Democrats, and then we have a job to do in Congress in 22. We need to do the job and not just talk about it. And that's where I get frustrated. I want to see Republicans in Congress. I want to see all of us working together as a team. And I want the American people to see us actually delivering on the promises we make and not just making great campaign ads or good slingers on Fox News or Newsmax or whatever. We need to be actually doing the work. And that's why I'm there. And you know, it's easy to be a bomb thrower when we're in the minority, but we'll see who's who when we do take back the majority. And so
just a perfect place to pause, Marjorie Taylor Greene. And again, comment on primary the ruling class. Exactly. Holding Republicans accountable. That's the first job. Once primaries are over, then electing Republicans is the second job. And then watching everything that they do and responding to them and interacting with them and sending the honey when it's deserved, but also giving the corporal punishment when it's deserved. And so I am a big supporter of an organization like Primary the Ruling Class, primarytheRulingClass.com. Great text question just came in. PRC is a great idea, but they haven't filed any documents with FEC to tell me anything about their finances or who is behind them. I don't think there's anybody behind them except the two guys that I had on the radio, Bill Luznicki and Todd Workman. But what a great question to ask at the Arapaho Tea Party on Tuesday, which is absolutely free, different location. Do not show up at where we've been meeting for the last few months because, number one, it's not big enough. We've been wall to wall, 70, 80 people every single time. But we've moved it. We'll have security and a lot more room. So Eventbrite or Facebook, Arapaho Tea Party. The event is called Can We Talk, and it should be absolutely fascinating. I know we've got full lines. I think the last 5 minutes of the Marjorie Taylor Greene interview is worth playing before we get back to phones. Lauren Boebert should be joining us before the show is over, live from CPAC. Otherwise, it'll be you and me throughout the rest of the day. We're almost halfway done. Marjorie Taylor Greene continues. You stay right there on Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, 710 KNUS. All right, Steely Dan, do it again. We will. Almost halfway through the show at 1027, Randy Corcoran here, 303-696-1971 with one line open. We're going to get back to the Marjorie Taylor Greene interview in just 1 second. Expect to hear from Lauren Boebert in the final hour of the show. She's at CPAC presenting on stage. I didn't even know we had a CPAC going on this weekend. I would might have been there. And if I was, we'd be broadcasting live from CPAC today. But they did it in August. CPAC's always been January, February. So last year was February. But anyway, Donald Trump is their final keynote speaker tomorrow. That should be fascinating, and we'll see what's going on with Lauren here in just a little while. After we finish this Marjorie Taylor Greene interview, we're going to talk briefly with the chair of the El Paso County GOP about your opportunity to meet this Republican hero, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You'll see me continuing down the same path.
Without a doubt. I know you've got family plans tonight, so if you need to go, let me know. Otherwise, I've got maybe two or three more minutes worth of questions for you.
For sure.
Okay.
I've got 4 minutes.
I saw, and you retweeted, Thomas Massie introduced a bill at the end of last month preventing federal funds from being used to require a member of the armed forces from taking the COVID-19 vaccine. And that was after the CDC, you know, issued warnings about the heart inflammation. And we keep hearing the stories, small number indeed, but serious problems that people are having after the after taking the vaccine, including kids, 12-year-old, 13-year-old girls and all that. Is there any chance that that bill makes any headway, or are Democrats totally behind the new plan to go door to door to encourage, through government conversation, the vaccination of the population?
Well, I would like to see that bill pass. You know, you'll see us continuing try to get it there. This new plan that they announced just came out. I believe it was yesterday. And as you know, we're not in session. We're all back home in our districts, or at least that's where we should be. There's some of them that just stay in the swamp and never go home. But the rest of us are at home in our districts doing district work and you know, being with our families and doing our job at home. What it'll be interesting to see, there's been a huge public outcry against this, and rightfully so. It is absolutely outrageous to think that the government is going to send some kind of, you know, I call them medical brown shirts, but they always get so triggered when I say things like that. It's okay for them to call us Nazis and fascists for 4 years straight, but if you turn it back around on them, they lose their minds. But really, it's the actual it's mind-boggling to think that they would actually want to send federal representatives to your door and tell you you have to take a vaccine that has not been FDA approved, that has many reports of serious side effects, all the way from mild side effects to very concerning side effects in young people, like this heart condition where there's a lot of swelling, to death. There have been thousands of deaths reported with the COVID vaccine. It is not FDA approved. The government has no business showing up at your door. Everyone has their HIPAA rights. Your HIPAA rights mean that no one can demand to know, and you do not have to tell them your medical records, your shot records. You don't have to tell someone if you've taken the vaccine or not. And it's completely your own privacy and your decision to take the vaccine, whether you want it or not. And then the other thing is for the Democrats to say that, hey, listen, people don't know where to get a shot, or it's not widely available. That is another gigantic lie. They have been forcing these vaccines everywhere. They're giving away free donuts. They're giving away cash. They're doing lotteries. They're practically on every street corner. No one can drive down the road in your town or city without seeing a place to get the vaccine. They're widely available. So that's another lie. But the government should not be sending anybody door to door. And I think any Republican governor should tell them to stay the hell out of your state. Stay off of our lawn. Don't come near my door trying to tell me or my family to get a vaccine, because it's our right to choose to get one or not, and stay out of it. This is a virus that, yes, it has killed, I think we're over 600,000 Americans, but there's also millions and millions, and they don't even want to talk about it. I think we're around 40 million people that have had COVID-19 and survived it. This is a highly survivable virus, even though it's deadly for some, but their biggest risk factor is obesity. Sadly, obesity is the biggest risk factor, but they don't ever want to talk about that, and they don't want to solve the real problem. They just want to make sure that you get jabbed in the arm with their non-FDA-approved vaccine.
Yeah, and 70% of the deaths, you know, age 65 or 70 and up. I mean, it's. I don't want you to comment on this because we are out of time. But my other big concern is how in the world do they know what doors to go to? That means there is a database, that there is a list. One thing I would like you to comment on, though, is did you hear this open mic moment between Joe Biden and Speaker Pelosi?
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
Have you heard that?
No, I didn't. Yep. I am not surprised.
It's a video. It's real. It's real. There's nobody put it together. That's There's terrifying. A video of it. Yeah. It's
no one ever asked. Trump never asked anybody if they wanted him to talk. He was the leader of our country. Yeah. What a disgrace.
It's horrid. Well, thank you so very much for the generosity of your time and squeezing us in here on my last day filling in, because I definitely wanted to let everybody know you'd be in Colorado on August 6th at the El Paso GOP Lincoln Day dinner. Look forward to spending some time with you there, and we'll try and get you back anytime your schedule allows. Just terrific.
Thanks so much, Randy. I look forward to seeing you on August 6th, and I hope everybody can come out and make it.
Take good care.
Okay, thanks. You too. All bye-bye. Right.
Yeah, it was just terrific from last Wednesday's Stephen Tubbs show when I was filling in. And she's so gracious. You know, she texted me after the interview cannot wait for the opportunity to meet her. We're going to speak with the chair of the El Paso County GOP about that opportunity in just one second. But in case you missed it, it went by very, very fast. This is real. This is an actual video, the audio from an actual video. It has not been doctored. Joe Biden on a conference call, Nancy Pelosi not realizing that her mic was hot.
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do.
Am I off? No, we don't want him to talk.
Nance, buddy, I'm ready. I read through my whole script. I got through the whole thing. I didn't butcher it too badly, and now I'm ready for questions. And Nancy, am I on? No, we don't want him to talk. Wow. What an embarrassment. You think you'll ever see that on the corrupt news network, on MSLSD, on CBS, ABC, NBC? Heck, you probably won't see that on Fox News. I think I found out about it on my friends at Newsmax. So there you go. All right, let's take a minute now and welcome in a dear friend and somebody who I admire because she is fighting the fight in the face of a whole lot of opposition, and I'm not talking about from Democrats. Her name is Vicky Tonkins. She's the chair of the El Paso County GOP, and she joins us now. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. You know, that interview with the MTG was better the second time.
It really was. I listened to it the second time. I was like, oh, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting so when you've heard some. It's like watching a great movie or reading a great book. You know, the second time, it's you just pick up all the details, all the nuance. It's fabulous.
Yeah, I just love her energy. I love how she's passionate about what she's doing. She realizes how important it is, and she doesn't back down. I just, you know, I love that in anybody. So.
And gee, what recent? I don't know, and maybe one could say current leader of the Republican Party. Nationally, does that remind you of?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's so necessary, and it's so upsetting to the establishment. And I get criticized for using that word as well. But if you can't understand the divided factions within the Republican Party, then, or at least can't talk about them or define them somehow, the America First folks, the folks who've been around a long time and want things to continue the way they have been and all that, then what's the point of having these conversations?
You know, I was listening to you play the clip with Biden and Pelosi. And I was sitting here shaking my head thinking, what kind of leader is that?
Yeah.
And I have to go back to people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, President Trump. These are people who are willing to take it on the lip for the American people. And yet I get opposition after opposition at the fact that I've invited Marjorie Taylor Greene to come and speak at our Lincoln Day dinner. And I'm thinking, okay, you are upset because of something you heard, someone said they heard, but you've never listened to the woman. You've never researched her to find out who she truly is. But based on something you may have heard in the media or something you may have heard a friend say, you want to discredit her. And I got to tell you, I do my research, and I know the woman is fighting for America every single day. And that's the kind of people we need to be promoting, and not those who sit behind their desk all day trying to figure out how they can keep their position.
100,000 million, or as Joe Biden might say, 100,000 trillion billion million percent. Right. It's I think we have that. Hold on. Let's see.
COVID cases are.
No, that's not it. Well,
COVID deaths
one more.
Are. Serious about it. Now, so you got over 50%.
Okay, now I may be off my board. We had one where he's just butchering numbers. But so you have created that opportunity. And when you say you're getting resistance from Republicans, right? Not the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the
The Democrats don't mess with me. You know the reason the Democrats don't mess with me? Because I'm black.
Yeah.
And they know if they come after me, they mess up their narrative. And so, all the pushback I receive are from, quote unquote, Republicans.
Yeah.
And I think it's a travesty that we have this kind of resistance in our own party. And I attribute that to a lot of the reasons why we lose, because we come out attacking each other instead of supporting each other. Now, granted, as long as I am helping them, giving them money, giving them support, oh, they're going to support me until I invite Marjorie Taylor Greene to come speak at our Lincoln Day dinner.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I have committed the unpardonable sin. And so I'm really bothered by it. But one of the things that I have changed about myself and how I carry myself within the Republican Party is I'm not going to take that kind of stuff anymore. I'm going to speak out against it. And I'm going to call people out for not supporting the people they should be supporting.
Yeah, and you and I are both bound by the same limitations when it comes to primaries. You and I aren't going to speak for or against any particular Republicans during a primary. But I've got a sponsor on my show, Primary the Ruling Class, and I've been getting flack for that, just promoting people who believe in the power of primaries. And so that just shows you how concerned and controlling and everything else the old guard in the Republican Party still want to be. And I'm not taking it at all myself as well. So I commend you. I know what you've been facing down there. Tell folks, I mean, this thing, here's the one thing you're going to do by inviting Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're going to sell out your Lincoln Day dinner. So I know tickets are flying. Tell people how to get them. And I really appreciate your time this morning. Go ahead.
Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene is our keynote speaker at our Lincoln Day dinner on Friday, August the 6th. And if you are interested in purchasing tickets, which I'm hoping you are because it's going to be an awesome evening, you can go to our website at www.gopelpaso.com. And all the information is right there. You'll see her picture and the invitation. And I got to tell you, we need to pack this place out because we need to show the ruling class that the grassroots, we have a place at the table and we're not backing down.
100%. I've rearranged my birthdays that Saturday, the 7th. I've rearranged my birthday schedule to make sure that I'm down there, and I'm encouraging folks to join us. It is just that great. It'd be like being in another state and having the opportunity for Lauren Boebert to come in,
yes.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah, I mean, people are excited. They're calling and they're going online and they're getting their tickets and, you know, they're like, oh, I got to get my ticket now. I got to make sure I get a place, you know. So
Republican brainiacs, that is your base responding. Those are the people that you have to have. Then you can go worry about the middle of the roaders, the soccer moms, the folks who aren't paying attention. If you don't have your base on fire, you cannot win.
And one of the things I want to encourage, too, if you are running for office, whether that's a local office, local position, state, national, you need to get a table for your campaign at this event, because you will have an opportunity to rub elbows, like you said, Randy, with the grassroots people who will become a part of your campaign, knock on doors for you. You need to be there so you can meet these people, because they're the ones who are going to work for you.
Well, I can't wait to see you, Vicky, and I commend you for grabbing her. I think she's terrific and exactly the kind of blood and energy that the Republican Party needs as Donald Trump continues to lead the Republican Party, whether some Republicans like it or not.
That's right. That's right.
God bless you.
I appreciate you, Randy.
You bet, and love to your husband. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All righty. We'll be back in open lines. I know at some point, or I expect at some point, Lauren Boebert is going to say, hey, I'm ready. And so we'll go to her. But other than that, it is you and me through the end of the show. 303-696-1971. 303-696-1971. We'll take care of a little bit of business on the other side. People are asking about Lieutenant Colonel Sean Smith. They're asking about the ride tomorrow to the shootout for raising money against celebrating the effort to cure breast cancer. And I'll get you all of that information when we return. It's 1043, 710 KNUS. George Thorogood. Yeah. Welcome back. Wake up with Randy Corcoran. 1047, 303-696-1971 is the phone number. 696-1971. And I did a lot of fill-in for Stefan while he was out, and so we had people sending in just tons of different great audio, making suggestions, a bunch of different national anthems that came in, and since I was on every day, we played them. One listener was troubled. They said, I'm getting the year wrong for the Whitney Houston national anthem, and it was Super Bowl 30 back in 1991, and you know, the reason that I like that one so much, just besides the fact that if you watch Whitney, she's just having fun. She is just being her very best self, belting that out. And it wasn't a pretentious effort, you know, at the national anthem. But what's best about it, if you go and watch the video, is the camera panning around not only the spectators at Super Bowl 30, but especially the players and the coaches, and tears running down their face, and everybody just standing respectfully, honoring our military, honoring our country. And that's why it remains at the top of the heap. But a listener to the Tubbs Show made this suggestion. And when we were talking about, you know, critical race theory, the way all of the moms and dads and even kids are showing up at these school board meetings and just slapping down these out of control radical leftist school boards. It's so beautiful. And, you know, you get into the conversation then about kids being trained to hate themselves for being white and to complete misunderstanding of the history of the United States of America to try and cause you to hate your country and not understand the position of slavery in the world at the time this country was founded and what this country and this country alone did to itself in order to eradicate the scourge of slavery. And so somebody suggested, and this is not a movie or a play or an album or a book that has ever become a favorite of mine. I never read the book. I don't even know if I watched the movie in its entirety. Great, great musical called South Pacific. And there's a song in there that's entitled, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. And man, oh man, I am surprised that this song, or maybe even the entire play, because, you know, South Pacific, then you're talking about the Japanese and people who look differently than you do and all of the things that make lefties butthurt. If you comment even back in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s or whatever, but I've got it. I love it. And I think you should hear it as well. From South Pacific, You've Got to Be Carefully Taught.
What makes her talk like that? Why do you have this feeling, you and she? I do not believe it is born in you. I do not believe it.
It's not born in you. It happens after you're born.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late, before you are six or seven or eight. To hate all the people your relatives hate, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
It's just so much wisdom. You know, it's the kind of thing, especially as a kid, hearing it just wasn't really my cup of tea. There were plenty of musicals I enjoyed. That one wasn't particularly my cup of tea. I didn't understand the war and all that, you know, when that movie was prominent. And so the lyrics from that song would have probably just flown right by me. But I just love it. And you and I have a duty to not let them get away with changing our history, with warping our children's minds. And I know what you hear, you know, the Republican Party's in a battle and it's coming apart at the seams. It's not. It is more unified than it has been in the 10, 11 years that I've been involved trying to fight my way in and push back against some of the old ways of doing things. And I absolutely, I've said this before, and this is just a feeling. This is just gut. This is just something deep in my soul. I have a feeling that we are in the midst of a great reawakening. The pendulum always swings in politics. Historically, for instance, midterm elections, the party that does not have the presidency gives up 20, 30, 40, up to 60 or more seats in the House of Representatives. After the tremendous 2020 election results, Republicans need five. They need five House seats to boot Nancy Pelosi out to the curb where she belongs. Should have been sent long time ago. Just got a text from Lauren Boebert. Let's see if she's coming on. Looks like she is. Don't have a time yet, but a bunch of people have called about the or texted about the women's GOP fundraising group that shunned Lauren and shunned Marjorie Taylor Greene. Of course, they invited Liz Cheney. And Lauren said she'd comment on that for a minute. It's the kind of thing you don't want to catch somebody off guard on. So we'll see what she has to say about that. Very, very briefly, the primary reason to have her on is because we want to see what's going on in CPAC. And a listener corrected me. There was another CPAC this year in February, and I was there. We broadcasted live from it. I was thinking, gosh, was that a year ago? I didn't know they did multiple CPACs during the year. So anyway, we'll get an update on that. And before we go to break, we started the show with my friends Todd and Bill, who co-founded Primary the Ruling Class. And we've been talking about this almost all morning long. Elections simply have consequences. And that's why Primary the Ruling Class, which promotes America First candidates, wants to get engaged in primaries. And those guys are going to be out here speaking to the Arapaho Tea Party this coming Tuesday. You can find out information, it's a ticketed event, cannot get in without a ticket, but it's free. And you can go to eventbrite.com, put in Arapaho with an E, Arapaho Tea Party. Before you finish typing that in, it should populate the event. Or go to Facebook. It's on Facebook as well. Or if you can't work any of those things, just find me. Go to corporanlaw.com and send me a message through the link on our website. Go to 710canus.com, wake up with Randy Corcoran page, send me an email, and we will get you to the Arapaho Tea Party. I think you'll find Primary the Ruling Class's vision and goals very, very laudable. And they're going to come to and tell us all about it. Bill's flying in from Texas, and Todd's coming in from Eastern Colorado. I just can't wait. If you join up, your membership supports the effort to run Patriot primary candidates and defeat the rhinos, reform the GOP so they serve we the people against, well, we the people against them, them against us against them. PrimaryTheRulingClass.com. Go there, share it, join the grassroots movement, and come see us at the Arapaho Tea Party. That will be part of, and really the primary part, of our big event, different location, plenty of room. I think we've got over 100 people coming already, and I haven't talked about it very much. I haven't even spread it out on social media. I intend to do that this afternoon. So join us. It's 4 minutes to go until 11 o'clock. We'll squeeze in some time for Lauren Boebert, but otherwise it'll be open lines 303-696-1971, 696-1971, right here at 710 KNUS.